annual fun drive, and this is our 47th year here in Emporia and providing performances for the community. And you're not going to believe this, but the other day I was counting up how many artists that we've had visit Emporia. Over the last 47 years, 330 performances. So we've been busy the last 47 years.
Yes, indeed. And all of those performances, top-notch, too. So that's what we've come to expect from the Emporia Arts Center. And you continue not to disappoint, Don, that is for sure. And as Don mentioned, boy, a very great summer arts kickoff event just about a week ago. And what's up next? You meant summer art classes. You have a fun drive coming up. And what do you have, Missoula Children's Theater coming up, too?
Absolutely. So I'm going to give you a little sneak preview of our performance series. So our annual fun drive just kicked off this week. And our annual fun drive actually supports our art education, our Trussler Gallery exhibits, and our performance series. About 80% of our funding comes from our annual fun drive and our performance series. So we have six dynamic performances coming to Emporia this next year in 22-23. And we are going to start off with a performance by Art Rageous, which is a troupe of live artists, world-class singers and dancers. And what I love about their mission, it fits like a glove with what we are all about, the singing, the dancing, and the art. And when I say art, they're actually up on stage singing and dancing and performing, and while there's artists in the background making a masterpiece and creating it, and that masterpiece is done within about 5 minutes. And it could be the Statue of Liberty, it could be a flag. It's kind of whatever inspires those artists that night of the performance. And then they actually donate that back to the organization for what we can use as a piece for a fundraiser, and it benefits the Art Center. So love Art Rageous. They'll be here Thursday, September 15th, Albert Taylor Hall. And then we're going to take a little bit of a break and bring Malavo. And Malavo is new to the scene. They are an all-male group specializing in malambo, which is a traditional Argentine folk dance. And after being named the official cultural ambassador of Argentina, Malavo has performed in Las Vegas, New York, Dubai, Paris, Montreal. They actually was on a tour with Ricky Martin. And they did a performance with Cirque du Soleil and a year-long residency at Universal Studios Japan. And also, they were the top semifinalist on the hit TV show America's Got Talent. And we are really excited to bring Malavo. And this is actually their first U.S. tour. So we are very, very fortunate to be on their tour for this next year. And we kick off Saturday, February 25th with Dragons and Mythical Beasts. And this is a theatrical show. And if you guys remember, we brought Dinosaur Zoo Live with the dinosaurs, back in January 2018. And so the same creator, he's an Australian producer, he is behind the Dragons and Mythical Beasts. So you'll see all those wonderful dinosaurs, and you'll see some unicorns and trolls and fairies. And, of course, you can't have all of that without your legendary heroes. So it's almost kind of a twist of a Harry Potter wizardy, and it's fun for the whole family. And that will actually be Saturday, February 23rd. Saturday, February 25th at Albert Taylor Hall. And then we're going to go to One Night in Queen, Tuesday, March 14th. Who doesn't love Freddie Mercury? So
love
it. Gary Mullen and The Works have been the world's premier Queen tribute band of all time. And they have sold out in venues in the UK, the US, Europe, New Zealand. McCain Auditorium, actually, in Manhattan just had them last month. Sold out in just a couple of weeks. And so if you like any type of Queen, you will love these performers. And they're here Tuesday, March 14th at the Granada Theater. And a special one that we're going to have Saturday, April 15th is Naturally 7. And what I love about Naturally 7 is brings the beauty of human voice to life. And they're performing like songs with trumpets and guitars and basses, harmonica, and they're doing all of this with their voice. So yes, they are an a cappella group, and they are coming off a 3-year world tour with, hold on, Michael Bublé. They are top notch, performing with Coldplay, Stevie Wonder, and Ludacris. They were actually on the top four of CBS Hits World's Best, that was hosted by TV talk show James Corden. And I need a drum roll for this next one. So this is our last performance of the year, and we are so excited. For the first time ever, Emporia Arts Council is bringing a Broadway musical. And this Broadway musical will happen Sunday, June 4th at William Lindsay Civic Auditorium. And it is Madagascar the Musical. So all your favorite crack-a-lackin' friends from Madagascar are out of the zoo and onto the stage. And this production is actually done by DreamWorks that did the Shrek musical. And so you can join Alex and Marty and Melman and Gloria and those plotting penguins. They'll be there, and they'll be dancing and singing and beautiful, beautiful puppetry and costumes. So get ready to get wild and hear music that will pretty much inspire you to move it and groove it. So that is this year's performance series. I know it's a lot, but you can check out all of those performances on our website at EmporiaKSArts.org. And as I said, we are just now kicking off our annual fund drive. And what that means is if you become members of EAC, we have 6 different levels that you can join. And the lowest level is $175. And that Gershwin level actually gives you 6 complimentary tickets to these wonderful performances. So it really pays for itself. So we love how it's set up for our membership, and you're also supporting what our mission is. So, yeah, busy year.
Yikes. Yeah, that's
you are not kidding.
Tell you what, a stellar 22-23 performing arts series lineup from the Emporia Arts Center, presented gloriously this morning by Don Young, who is the executive director of the Emporia Arts Center. Well, Don, you made our job easy. Way to go.
Well,
yeah.
I had a lot to cover. I'm so sorry if it was really fast.
Well, no, really good. We'll have you back on here before too very long. Anything you need, give us a holler, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
Don, thanks.
Thanks,
Don. That is Don Young, Emporia Arts Center Director. Unveiling, Chuck, the 2022-2023 Emporia Arts Center Performing Arts Series.
Be sure to go to EmporiaKSArts.org for more information or call 620-343-6500.